South Africa public sector unions representing more than 1 million workers staged a one-day strike today, affecting everything from schools to public offices to immigration centres. Essential services such as police and hospitals were run only on a skeleton staff. The workers are demanding an 8.6% pay hike and a 1,000 rand monthly housing allowance. The government is offering only a 7% pay rise and 630 rand for housing. The unions say they'll launch a prolonged mass strike if the government does not meet their wage raise demands by Thursday. Charles Collins spoke with Gunther Simmermacher, the editor of South Africa's largest Catholic newspaper, The Southern Cross. Speaking from Cape Town, he said the strike is having an impact on everyone in the country.
Everybody in South Africa will know somebody who is in some way affected by the strike. We are talking about as many as 1.4 million people, if not being on strike, certainly protesting against the government offer that was made to the unions, which are coming from disparate areas as well. So we are looking at a very united sort of action. On the other hand, of course, many citizens will realize as well that if government is going to accede to the demands of the unions, that means that funds are going to be diverted from other essential areas of service delivery.
Does the strike have much public support? After all, South Africa has one of the world's highest unemployment rates, and more money for public service workers means less money for welfare, doesn't it?
I don't think those issues have quite arisen yet. I think even the unemployed would agree that some of the people who are striking are not receiving an equitable salary. So there is that sort of tension between what would be a self-interest on part of those who are viewing the strikers and observing what is not an entirely unfair demand.